Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Yes, that's Kevin Pollock. Is that? I'm not sure that's your business. What are you, the CIA? Oh. You are. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Please say good morning to Caroline Cotter. Naughty and nice, when or how did you discover there may not, in fact, be a Santa Claus?
I saw a picture from, like, a earlier Christmas with all the presents wrapped under the tree at night. And I was like, damn. You know what I mean? Because it just doesn't check out. So I figured it out myself, like I do everything. I do it all on my own. I'm good. I'm fine.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Hey, it's James Heaney. Jimmy Jingles Heeneman. How does Santa bring toys to all the children in the world?
He outsources, is what I imagine he must do. A long time ago, population, it grows exponentially. So in like the 1920s or 30s, there's probably like 100,000 people on the planet. But then each one that has two or more kids, it starts doubling the population. So that's why now he doesn't have a choice. He has to use factories all over the world.
That makes sense. Other than there were only hundreds of thousands of people in the 30s.
It might have been, it's the numbers. I mean, they're growing. They're growing fast.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, they are. Hey, and now here's Craig Kakowski with traffic. Kakao?
I'm on the 405 right now. It is a gridlock. Wildfires on either side. There are choppers overhead. There is no explanation on God's green earth for what is happening right now. We are under a quarantine. A curfew. This should not be happening. It's 3 a.m. and I'm in bumper-to-bumper traffic on the 405. Back to you, Al.
Thank you, Cacao. Hey, there's Chris Alvarado. Mr. Chris, comments on the latest episode of Below Deck, please.
I didn't watch it.
Oh my god!
I bet Atul did. Can we call him?
Talked earlier. I worked on an audition last night. When it came down, Jessica said we still have to watch Below Deck tonight, and I said I can't do it tonight.
Okay, I will not say a word other than can't wait to talk to you afterwards.
It's a showstopper. I'll say that. I saw
Joey.
It.
Don't. Okay, dude. Don't. Seriously, wait for your turn, but don't ruin this, dude. I love that show. Fuck.
Do they kick off one a week?
Okay, Craig. Yeah. It's not a joke to everybody.
There's a leak in the bottom of the yacht, and all the guests die.
Okay. In the bottom of the yacht. That's where the leak is. In the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where
it is. Last,
you don't usually get a leak on top.
No Christmas spam for you if you think at least it's Joey Greer. Beefalo Joe, what should people know about it?
Beefalo is a fantastic company. They're going public soon, and I really think you should invest. I think you're going to be able to get so much of your money back, not only immediately, but over time. You know, it's just like when Airboil went public, where people were like, this can't believe this is, you know, I mean, the Saudi royal family is worth trillions of dollars. And most of that money is obviously, if not all of it, is in their oil. Same thing with Beefalo. If you look at the royal family of Tennessee, all their money comes from Beefalo. And now they want to go public. And this is an opportunity to get those stocks, to get on the ground floor and make your, I'm telling you right now, you're not only going to make 5 times, you're not going to make 10 times. You're going to make somewhere between 11 to 12 times your money back. And I can guarantee that on a single 18 IPO with four D-backs. And if we run a double two, and we're for fourth down and 6 yards, we're going to be able to.
Can I just ask, is Beefalo a gelatinous jelly meat?
Let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from gelatinous meat. Wait, what? From your listener emails. That's what it says. Or from our patron VIPs. Become a patron, supporter of the show, and enjoy exclusive content like video of gelatinous meat. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at
alchemythis.com.
Someone comes from patron VIP Nicholas Mockhauer.
who wrote, "Hi, Kevin. By chance, I stumbled on an old clip of you doing Columbo impressions in the 80s or so. Why didn't anyone ever tell me you were funny before Alchemy this? Blammo! Come on, man, you're great. I'm just messing with you. I just never knew you could do accents. Anyway, a Star Wars fan finds out that William Shatner is his real father."
Tickets, please.
You guys have badges or tickets
yeah.
or something?
Yeah, we have VIP badges. Actually, we're going to be able to go. Yeah. We're going to be able to go backstage.
You have
we're
VIP.
We have VIP badges that says.
Okay,
it right
just
here.
Put it under the light there. I need to examine it.
Ow!
Oh wow! You have VIP pass.
Cheryl, are you okay? Wait, why'd you say ow?
And just a light burn. I look right into the light. I thought he said put. I thought he said look.
All right, anyway. We'll head on through. You know where you're going, right?
Thank you.
Hey yeah, guys, thank you. Badges? Badges? Do you guys have badges?
Yeah. We're VIP.
Great. Let me just see here. Okay. Close your eyes. This is a laser. It will hurt if you look into it. Okay. Scanning. Oh,
wow.
Cheryl, you all right?
No, I'm sorry. He said close your eyes. I thought he meant open your eyes. I thought he misspoke. So I opened them and look into the laser. I look into the laser.
Oh, that's okay. All right. Well, wow. You guys have some real good passes here. I'll tell you what.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank we actually had to go into a. Okay. Oh man, this is gonna be amazing. This is so crazy. I can't believe we have VIPs.
I know. Is my eye bleeding?
A little bit. Oh my gosh.
This is so exciting.
Oh my god. Okay. From now on, you have to refer to me as Mando, and I'm only gonna refer to you as Grogu.
Yes. I know, Grogu, and you're Mandu. Let's Mando. Go, Mandu. Huh?
Mando. Sure, are you okay? That laser Mandu. Really fucked you up.
No, it got me, I think it pointed right in the back of my skull, and then kind of from there, like, made fractals inside of my brain. Do you know what I mean?
Before you enter the theater, we got to do a cheek swab. We're going to do a complimentary 23andMe. When you come out, we'll see if you have any relatives in the theater with
God.
You.
God, you're just going to take our DNA complimentary?
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Sarah, I don't know if that's going to work for you, man, dude. You know you're an orphan.
And this, you could just close your eyes, please, and open your mouth.
I thought you were going to swab inside of my eye.
Cheryl, are you okay?
Ow!
I'm sorry, Grogu, are you okay? Gosh, Grogu, are you all right?
I'm fine, Mando. Oh, Mando. Sorry.
Okay, on your way out, you can go ahead and go to the desk, and we'll tell you, you know, what your 23andMe said.
Thank you so much.
Hey,
we actually got these badges in the. Oh, he's gone. Oh,
damn.
Oh man, this is so.
You there? You said you were my handler, and I'm just curious. Do you have a name that I might forget soon?
Yeah, Mr. Shatner, I'm Tyler.
Tyler, is that a first name or a last?
It's my last name, actually, but everyone calls me Tyler.
Do you guys have tickets or badges today?
No, I'm accompanying Mr. William Shatner.
Oh, wow. Just want to let you know we're offering free...
Tyler, ask him to not look at me, please.
Okay, don't make eye contact with Mr. Shatner, please.
Okay, if either of you want a free 23andMe scan, we could do that for you.
Tyler, please.
Dude.
Do
That's
something.
William Shatner.
What? I'm. Don't. People are starting to gather. You have to deal with this sort of thing.
You can't fucking let him in. God, this is a fucking
Okay, I'm trying to get Mr. Shatner to his signing.
No, this is a Star Wars convention. We're not letting him in here. What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, I don't. I thought he was. I don't know. Oh, I see. Because of the star situation.
What do you mean a star situation? Star Trek fans are mortal enemies. With Star Wars fans.
That's what I meant by
Star
situation.
He's coming in here to start. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, then I'm sorry. I messed that up. Can't let them in here.
Look, I'm new here, man.
Well, are you new to the Star series?
Yeah.
Which one?
So, Dylan, it's come to my attention that you barred William Shatner from entering based on some kind of nerd beef. Is that correct?
Oh, my God. Are you really? Is that why you brought me in here? I thought you were going to fucking promote me. I'm the only reason there was an all-out bloodbath here, okay? Had Shatner come in, there would have been a brutal riot.
Dylan, do you really believe that people would have killed each other from seeing Shatner at a Star Wars convention? Is this something you really believe?
First of all, you don't think Shatner came in here to just enjoy a Star Wars convention, did you?
Dylan, I want to say something right now.
He was coming in here for a gang war.
Maria, can you close the door?
Huh?
Close the door.
You just...
Closing the door.
Close it.
You just stumbled... You've
sorry,
just stumbled
I just
want to
say something really. I know you guys are having a meeting. I don't like it when your employees tell me what to do. I'll listen to you. You're my boss. But when you reiterated closing the door, I found that to be disrespectful.
Okay, Marie, look, your mom said you wanted an internship, right? You got an
yes.
internship. Okay. So just for the low, can we talk about this at home, please?
Yes, we can talk about it at home. But I'm saying I don't think part of my internship should be disrespected by my dad. Okay, I'm shutting the thing. I'll go back to the front and I won't be so difficult.
Don't be on your phone. God damn it. When you have a kid, Dylan, I swear to God, listen, you have stumbled onto something that is in has been going that is so deepy. It's so deepy.
Oh my God, you know about
Dylan.
This. You know about this.
Dylan,
okay, good. I was afraid
Star
that
Wars
I was working
community.
For some dumb fuck.
The Star Wars community has been trying to take out William Shatner for over 2 decades.
I hope you guys enjoy the movie today. Here you go. Here's your printout of 23andMe printouts here. A complimentary.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Ma'am, you don't put the paper so close to your eye. I don't think. Don't put this paper so close.
Ow!
Krogu, are you all right?
I'm okay. Someone called. I'm okay. I accidentally misheard him and I crumpled up the paper and put it in my eye instead of my eye so I can't see my results. But you read yours. You read yours and leave me. Leave
well,
me and read
here.
Your results, please.
I am 60% North Europe.
Oh my
I
God.
Am
awesome.
20% Russian.
Okay, what's the last 20%?
Last 20% is seems Ecuadorian, South African.
Okay.
It says I'm here. It says I'm East Asian. It says
So, Mr. Shatner, looks like we're gonna wind up the autograph session just a little early.
Uh-huh.
The line was not as long as we hoped for.
It's okay. I get paid either way.
That's true. That's true. And also, you know, your 23andMe results came back. You have 3 DNA matches within 200 yards of you.
I'm sorry. What kind of test?
You have 3 DNA matches within 200 yards of you. Do you have any? Did you bring any relatives here? Or?
No. There's nobody here. No. How do you even know this information?
Well, it's the technology they have now.
Who's they?
They.
Dylan, we have information based on 23andMe that there are 3 blood relatives of William Shatner somewhere on the grounds. You need to find them.
Okay, hold on a second.
You need to interrogate them.
3
you need to bring them back to us.
One?
We are going to be using them as leverage against Shatner, and we're going to be using them to get him out of the picture,
okay.
If you know what I mean.
All right. I know what you mean, but I'm just thinking if there's 3 matches, one of those matches is William Shatner, right? And then there's 2 other people?
What?
Or is there a total of 4 Shatner DNA matches?
What is your question?
My question is, now bear with me because this is serious.
Dylan, what do you want? I'm just telling everybody to have a good night. They're just leaving. Dylan, why are you looking at me so weird?
I'm just, I know you're new, but can we, let's just step away a little quick. Real quick.
I shouldn't
have
leave
you
my,
noticed anybody here that has like kind of a Shatner-esque like brow to their eyes or like any, I don't know, similarities to...
You see that girl over there who's bleeding from both of her eyes?
Yeah.
You see the guy next to him?
Oh my God! Yeah.
Her? I mean, is there a
them? They? Yes.
You
yes,
see
yes,
that?
Yes, yeah, yes,
them.
Yes, yes.
Them. It. You see it next to that?
Yeah. I see. I mean, it's a person. That person does look like.
Well, he's holding his Shatner. Report. Maybe you could check that report out.
Okay. Well, I'm going to need you to distract him. So why don't you go over there, get his attention, and then I'll do my magic.
Okay. Excuse me. I used to play linebacker for Alabama.
Okay.
Give me that fucking paper.
What the hell?
God,
what's
damn.
Happening?
So, Mr. Shatner, I do
yes.
have somebody working on that poutine. I think it's on its way. to you. I don't think they have a poutine stand specifically, but they do have fries and gravy.
What is the matter with this country that they don't have a poutine stand?
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
It was in your writer.
Well, I have a writer unless it's matched. Unless it's met with respect that it deserves.
Also, I got a ransom note that somebody has kidnapped your son and is holding him hostage somewhere on the convention floor.
But well, that's got to be a joke of some kind. And I don't think it's funny.
It could be, but we should take it seriously, I think.
What's this we business time?
Oh, the gravy's here. The gravy's here. Still waiting on those fries. Well, I'll look into it, Bill. Sorry, Mr. Shatner.
Dear God, Tyler. please, don't forget your place, ever. Also, here's $5. Get another pair of shoes like those and bring me the change.
Grogu, look, okay? You're going to have to use the force to open the locks, okay?
What?
You're
going to... I'm not actually like a baby Yoda or anything. I can't actually do this, okay? I, in fact, am probably in the worst shape I've ever been. I can't see. I think I'm giving my brain a paper cut. So what do you want me to do? I'll try, but I don't have the force. What do you want me to do? Just ask me.
Grogu, just calm down. Calm down, Grogu, okay?
My God. Are you trying to escape? You trying to escape?
Please, please, please don't kill us. Please.
Were you trying to use the force?
It's not real. It's not real.
It is real.
No, it's not real. It's not. We're both.
Oh, my God.
I guess we'll just
assume that ransom note was a joke. And so that there is an Uber coming to take you back to your hotel.
I'm sorry. Do you still want? We didn't have fries, but I have wedges if that works. I know this is late.
Would that work, Mr. Shatner? Potato wedges with gravy? With room temperature gravy?
I don't acknowledge the question. What's that?
I was just testing.
Pardon me. Hi, Mr. Shatner. I work here. I talked to you earlier. I talked to you.
Holy shit. Oh,
Tyler, why
is he
looking at me?
God damn, you played linebacker. You played linebacker for Alabama, didn't you? Holy shit.
All right. Yeah, you can feel the bicep there. Oh, my God. You can hang onto my arm if you want.
I need to get Mr. Shatner to his hotel.
No, sir, I don't know if you read your report.
Wait a second. Brian Hillback, right?
Yeah, Brian Hillback, the linebacker. Yeah.
That's right. 54, right?
Yeah, 5'4", 5'4", coming through the back door.
Yeah, there it is. You played a white linebacker. You were a tough son of a bitch.
Thank you. You were a 5'4" linebacker. Yeah, I hurt my knee. So if you want to...
Oh, man, that injury. Man, that was one hell of an injury if I've ever seen it.
I don't even remember it because I blacked out. Damn, so bad. So if you want to tell Mr. Shatner...
I had you going straight to the NFL, man.
Oh, that was the trajectory, and then they just got stopped. Man, Notre Dame.
We're down the hall at this point.
Well, it's just that Mr. Shatner...
I'm running a Pop Warner League. I'm teaching kids and whatnot, but, you know, I'd always... I'd love you to be
just a second. Fellow from the Pop Warner, can I ask you a question real quick? Yeah, when you get a moment, could you please sit down to a steamy bowl of fuck? I don't mean right now.
What the hell?
I mean when it's convenient.
Hey, I'm going to kick your ass, man.
No, hold on.
Beat the shit out of you.
He likes you. That's the nicest thing I've heard him say to anybody today.
I'm going to punch this wall and then a little bit of you.
All right. Listen, everybody. Okay. Mr. Shatner, or I'll talk to you, the handler. He has 3 relatives within 50 yards of him right now.
Why is everyone so concerned with my family reunion? I don't understand.
Well, because
Bring these people forward and I'll tell you if they're related to me.
We could bring you right now. They're being detained.
Oh, you're going to bring me to them? Yeah, is that what you'd like to do?
You got to bring them to Mr. Shatner. That's how it works.
It's in my writing.
Don't tell them how to do it. It sickens him.
Okay. Oh, hey, don't tackle me, dude. Oh,
come on. How do you, man?
Oh, God. Your knee. My other knee.
Oh, shit, your knee. Oh, fuck, man. I'm sorry, man.
That is just scene one, by the way. Just scene one. So much epic. More show.
Scene 2 comes from David, who wrote, "Hi, Alchemist. Here's my suggestion. Wall Street guys, buy out the government. God bless us all. This might come true." XOXO, David from Australia.
Uh-oh, looks like the Hong Kong deal just went through. Come on.
Steve and Kyle.
Everybody gets a chimpanzee. Let's go.
Nice, dude.
Hey, Sean, what the hell were you barking at me when I was fucking celebrating, huh?
Yeah, I saw your numbers and they're impressive. I just wanted to say way to go.
Oh, yeah, were you trying to tug me off? But it ain't going to happen, buddy, all right? This is a tug-free zone, Sean.
Yeah, it wasn't a gay thing. I just...
not a gay thing either. I'm just trying to get off. Who gives a shit?
Oh, I see. All right, if there's a heterosexual way to do this, just tell me.
Sean,
guys. I got a tip.
What is it?
You ready? Yeah. Okay, I know I haven't been great with my tips lately. I know I've lost some money here or there. I understand. I thought the future was going to be in metals, and I was mistaken. It was electronics, and you were right. But I got a tip. It's from my uncle.
Wait, you sure this isn't insider trading?
But that's exactly what it is.
Okay. Sean, come on, man. Relax.
Jeez. All right. Grow up, Sean.
Just want it on the record.
All right. So nobody knows this yet. But tomorrow morning, China time, the government, the United States government, is going to go public.
What's the tip?
The government's going public?
Yeah. Buy now.
First of all, what's China time?
Holy shit! Oh my god! Everyone down! Everyone pick up a chimpanzee! Pick up as many chimpanzees as you can!
Well, I think I got him off in one shot. I took the shot. I had one shot and I took it.
Hey, Steve, do you need a lozenge or something? You sound a little craggly.
No, this is my...
Try one of my Hall's eucalyptus.
Okay.
Just pop it in. Swirl it around. Jesus. Huh? You feel the eucalyptus working? Helps.
Oh yeah. Oh, all right.
It feels okay, so you were saying you got a shot off, did you?
I killed him.
Oh, excellent.
Right in front of everybody. But he was spilling the beans.
I think our work is done here.
Hi, I'm sorry. I live in the apartment below this roof here.
Yep.
I have a baby. I have a baby.
Oh my God. Congratulations.
That has not. Thank you very much.
It's not mine.
Yeah, it's not yours. I don't fucking know who you are.
Right.
And you two with your raspy, dumb little voices and your clomping little feet have kept my child up all day. He has not been able to take a nap. So is one of you wanting to breastfeed him until he falls asleep? Honey, the diapers are in the diaper closet. Well, sorry, my husband just lost his job. He's trying to help. What?
They're not there.
Yes, look behind the diapers. You're seeing diapers are behind them.
Well, I can't find the diapers.
They're in the bathroom.
Maybe you want to get your house right before you come rattling around our nutsack, huh?
Your nutsack happens to be on top of my apartment.
Okay? Yeah, we got that part.
So you guys need to leave. I don't know what you're doing here with the sniper.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know what the hell. I looked behind the diapers and there's no diapers there. So what do you want me to
diapers.
Do?
What you looked behind is the thing you're looking for.
Steve, you're going to take the shot, or am I just going to stand here with my...
I don't know if I should kill these civvies right here. I don't.
Well, don't tell them. Just do it.
How about I just do it with...
That's the fifth good traitor we've lost with sniper shot this year.
Yes. Yes.
Do you have anything to add, Todd, or are you just muttering in agreement?
Yes.
Yes, you want muttering in agreement?
Mama.
Okay, well, let's go to our first item of business today, which is the recommendation of this board to purchase the U.S. government.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My goodness. Yeah.
Well, I know. It's a big ask.
Yeah. Let's do it.
It's a lot of debt.
It is a lot of debt to take on, but if you look at these charts that I've prepared.
Okay. These are beautiful. Did you hand draw these?
Wow.
No, my daughter, who's artistically inclined. Dude.
Oh, she's the one that's going to NYU, right?
Yes.
Congratulations.
She's starting as a third year.
Wow. Clive, can I ask a question about the column listed as upside? The upside.
Yes, Terrence.
Yes, thank you. The upside appears to be rather healthy.
in terms of why we might want to buy the American government. Can you speak more to that, perhaps?
Well, I think it's clear right there in the charts. I mean,
right.
You see how healthy it's getting. I mean, we're going to take a loss first year, second year, third year, for the on to the 200th year. But the year 201,
right?
I think right after the bicentennial, if you will.
All right, you fucking maggots. You're not brokers yet. You're fucking babies, okay? So in 30 seconds when the market opens, you better start making some fucking calls and you better start buying this fucking government and selling this fucking government and buying this fucking government. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Okay. Understood, you fucking babies. Now, none of you can take your diapers off until you start making some fucking calls. You understand?
Yeah, okay, and we can't leave to go to the bathroom. We have to do it in the diaper.
No, that's what the diapers are for. And okay, if one of you fucking babies makes a cell, then you can ring your rattle and go pee-pee.
I'm just a little concerned because I think I already filled my diaper up.
God damn it. God damn it.
I mean, it's only been like 15 minutes. What's happening?
When I'm nervous, it's when I get nervous, I don't have control.
The market opens in 10.
Okay.
9.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Stop. Stop the numbers.
And it's 9 a.m. China time.
Hi, would you like to buy? Hi, would you like to buy?
Buy, sell.
All right, so now we got this goddamn baby to deal with. I wish we hadn't snapped both their necks.
When you say we, I think you know who you're talking about, right? I mean, you snapped their necks and I got to watch. Well, it was a great show.
But you're so much more nurturing than I am. I'm much more of a
right,
one
so I'll
shot,
take the baby.
Kill.
I'm sure I can get top dollar and then we'll
all right, everyone. Let's just take our seats for a second here. Remember to cradle the neck. So we're all new parents, and that's like a really important and powerful thing to be in a position of being a parent. And, you know, before we get into, like, actually what we're going to be doing in the class, I think it's important to, why don't we all just go around, say our name, say our child's name, and then talk a little bit about maybe some of the hard stuff and some of the beautiful stuff that being a parent has been for y'all. So why don't we start with, why don't we start with you two?
Hi, Carla Jane. And my question right out of the chute is, how do we know when someone's got a little dump going? Is it just a smell?
Okay, so you didn't hear what I said.
Yeah, you
so...
didn't hear what I said. Oh, my God. do you mind if I take this?
Sure.
His name's Carl. My name's Gene. And this is our little baby. We call him Sport Tiger. A little guy. A little girl. Lots of hard stuff. Big one is it smells bad, and we wonder if it's time to change it. Does that answer the questions?
I just want to say, first of all, I think it's so brave of the two of you to be raising a child together. I really, the black form-fitting outfits you're wearing, I'd love it if you took off those masks, though.
Oh,
yeah, let's see your face. I think it'd be good if we all saw your
face. Show us your face. Let's see your faces.
Well, you might not like the outcome if we have to take the black masks off. Let's just leave that there. And also, Budinsky, thanks. So, back to my question, the dumperoo.
All right, you fucking maggots. Market's closed. Market's closed. Let's see what we did here. Come the ticker paper. All right, looking at the reports here. You done good. You done real good, everybody.
Everyone.
Everyone. You did really good.
Johnson, get closer to him. Johnson, get closer to him. I need to see what's on that paper. Just get closer to him.
Can we take off the diaper?
Yep. Take off the diaper. Take off the diaper.
Okay, well, I want to go to the bathroom to do it.
What do you mean?
Underneath, it's my privates totally exposed.
Okay, there's no privates here, okay? Everything's out in the open. Listen, if you sold more than 3 shares, you got to share your 3 bears.
All right, settle down, board. We weren't able to purchase the U.S. government. China beat us to the punch because they were on China time. Forgetting Jake, it's China time. And we were able to sell Broker Babies as a cartoon to Nick Jr., though. So,
good news indeed.
We're getting into intellectual property now, and Broker Babies, is going to be a breakout hit.
Do we have any leads on who might be voicing these babies?
Oh, do you want to? So you, it's interesting.
Sounds like you want to voice
that, a baby. Someone who wanted to get into it.
I was thinking maybe we can get Patton Oswalt or something, or me. I don't know.
He's wonderful. He's wonderful.
He's good. Yeah, I love his podcast. His stand-up.
You should just do the voice. You should
voice. Me.
Well, you recommended.
I don't have enough chimpanzees. All right, these goddamn Wall Street guys keep on buying them, and I don't got enough. So I'm sorry, your kid's not going to be able to have a chimpanzee this year. That's just how it is.
But it's 2 days before Christmas.
Hey, I know that, all right? And look, if you want something done, maybe go up to Wall Street and tell them this sob story.
I promised my boy a chimpanzee.
Look, man, I don't know what to fucking tell you, all right? I don't got any goddamn chimpanzees, and you got to stop coming by here, okay?
Hey, boss. We got one more. He's broken as fuck. Most of his bones are shattered, but hey, he's breathing.
We got that outbreak chimpanzee?
Yeah, the outbreak one. Okay. What do you say?
I'll take anything.
Yeah, you know what? Let's do it, all right?
Doesn't have to be a baby.
No, this thing's old as hell, all right? This is old chimpanzee. All right.
Is it one of those face eater chimpanzees?
Oh yeah. It's got the outbreak disease inside of it. A whole bunch of shit. Anyway, listen, don't let your kid near it.
Did they ever cure that virus from outbreak?
I don't know. What I need you to know right now is that he's gonna flake off some skin, all right? And I can't have your kid eating that chimpanzee skin. All right.
Well, my kid is very tactile.
Whatever. Look, man, I'm washing my hands, all right?
Well, does he do tricks?
Johnson, have you brought your dog into the board meeting?
I figured that maybe a dog in the meeting would be, I've seen people bring babies. I've seen people are buying up chimpanzees.
Are you going to nurse the dog on your nipple? Is that what you're telling us?
I'd like to see that.
Nancy can do it during the board meetings, then why can't I put a dog upon my nipple?
I don't mean to interrupt here, but more puzzling than the puppy on the lap is, Stan, are you drinking kombucha?
Why, yes, I am. We have a development deal with kombucha.
Okay.
I've just got word, by the way, that Patton Oswalt has passed.
You don't say.
The funeral's tomorrow.
That is scene two. A hard pass and passed on.
Scene three is brought to us from patron VIP Thomas Getze, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemist. James, look away because this is for Kevin. I loved what you all did with my previous suggestion, burger. So I thought that I would write in again with another one-word suggestion. This time, possum. Can't wait to hear it. Stay safe. Stay funny. Sincerely, Thomas from Virginia. P.S. Just listen to the most recent episode. James, it may be a good idea to cut down to 1.5 jugs of coffee per day." Well, at least he's got the measurement correct.
Mm-hmm. Possum. I don't think she's actually dead. I think she's pretending to be dead.
The head is on the other side of the road.
You hit it with your car.
What was that?
You hit the possum with your car, and you don't think it's dead.
I think it's faking it. Honestly, kids, let's all get back in the car.
The head is on the other side. The head is attached from the body.
Well, it's...
Don't pick it up. Don't touch it.
I have to... look, it's... I think it's faking it.
Are you
going to
put it back together, Father?
Let me just see if it pops on. Let's just see if it...
Yeah, let's.
Well, look, it's pretty much connected.
Dad, this isn't like one of your Legos.
What do you mean? Of course it's just like one of those Legos.
The spirit of the forest curses this man.
What's happening?
Can no one hear me?
Can you hear me?
Can no one hear me? Could no one hear me before? I was the spirit of the forest.
Oh my god! Hear that? I can hear you.
Can you? If you can hear me, give me like a thumbs up or something. I'm just the spirit of the forest.
We can hear you. Why are you being so timid?
Oh my bad. I was just coming in as a gust of wind to curse that guy for killing the possum. But
I didn't kill the possum. I'm pretty sure it's alive. I mean,
its head is over there.
Well, look at this.
Okay, you just popped it on. You didn't have to lick the vertebrae to stick it back in, you sicko.
Well,
it's disgusting.
It just moved. Look, I'm putting it back down. It's slow, sure, but it's moving.
Dad, can you stop being a weirdo for 1 second and let me ask the spirit of wind? You've come from the forest, good spirit?
Well, I mean, I'm actually the spirit of the forest. I was just embodying wind to whisper.
Whoa. You're the spirit of the forest. There aren't several. It's just you.
No, just me. Just me.
For all forests or just this one? All of them?
All forests, yeah. Yeah.
And how did you get this position?
This is going to blow your mind. This is really going to flip
talking.
Your ass. But many years ago. Before
Take more
there was time
with this, by the way.
You know what? I'm done. You know what? Honestly, I do. Every time I talk to a person about this, I try to bring in the myth.
Hey, Bobby, I see you playing with your ball over there, huh? Come over here a second. Talk to your uncle for a moment. Come here, bud.
What's up, Bunk?
Come here. Listen, you know being a possum is the best thing in the world, right?
Yeah, it sure is.
I mean, we get to play whenever we want. We eat trash, we eat, you know, whatever we want. It's a good time.
We only go out at night. Yeah, I got it.
That's right. That's right. You know, every possum comes to a point in their lives where they got to be a big boy.
Big boy, yeah.
And I think that time has come for you.
You do?
I do.
Is tonight the night?
Listen, Chuck's dead. Your dad's dead.
What's happening?
Your dad, Chuck?
Yeah.
He's dead.
Okay, this is a test of some kind. So,
it's not a test. If you want to take a peek, there's a human right now trying to put his head back on his body.
Take
and
a peek
yes,
where?
Yes, of course. Where? The spirit of the forest is there because he's always got to be everywhere.
I want to take a peek. Where am I peeking?
All right. Right over there at the highway. Can you hear the trucks going by?
Yes.
Honk, honk.
Where's his head?
I think it's on his body. I think that human popped it back on. But listen, once you see, you can't unsee.
Jesus, man. You showed him his dead dad's body? What the hell's wrong with you, man?
Just give me another beer, asshole.
God
damn,
you're
not my fucking
man.
Therapist. You work at in this fucking tree bar.
Yeah, I do, man. Maybe you've had enough, all right?
And you know what? Maybe. Maybe you're a son of a bitch. Did you ever
Come
think about
on,
that?
Man.
Did you ever think that maybe your mom loved more than one man?
What Possum? The fuck is your deal, man? Okay.
Hey, can I get this shot of nuts filled up?
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Pissy.
Oh, that's pretty. That's real pretty. You like kissing? You like kissing possum noses?
I'm a worm. I'm an earthworm. I could kind of slither around. You could kiss wherever you want. Both sides are good. Yeah. Both sides are good. Both sides are bad. Uh-oh.
Oh, I saw my brother die today.
All right, everybody, let's get back in the car and let's just, this didn't happen, okay?
Yes, it did, Dad.
It completely happened, Dad, and you tried to pop the possum's head onto its ass and nobody thought it was real.
The real thing that we don't think is real is that asshole pretending to be the spirit of the forest.
I think he is.
I mean, I'm legitimately the spirit of the forest.
I don't think he is. That doesn't exist. We don't believe in that malarkey.
Hey, I can tell you that he is legitimately the spirit of the forest, but he is a little out of his jurisdiction.
Oh,
I'm
damn
the spirit
it.
Of the road.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Damn it.
This is rich. I don't believe in these kinds of things. Excuse me. We're going to hit the road, okay?
Oh, you're going to hit me?
Wouldn't do that.
Mr. Spirit.
Wouldn't do that.
Mr. Spirit, will you guide us on our journey?
So
I already
don't
have
talk
been,
to these
kid.
Strangers.
Oh, so you you guided us into my dad driving over the possum's face.
And remember that bathroom break that you asked for about 2 hours ago?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
Nice work.
Thanks.
Yeah. And I was the one who made that convenience store have munchos.
Yeah.
We love munchos. They're munchy, aren't they? Munch. Yeah.
Everyone loves the road. Everyone
Can
loves
you
the road. No one loves the forest
not
anymore,
hit
huh?
Any more animals?
Well, look, you paid homage to me by killing that possum.
Okay, Sally and Carl, thank you for sharing what you did on your winter break.
Whatever.
You're welcome.
Now, I would like to encourage the other students who get up to talk to tell a real story about what actually happened to them.
Whoa.
Over the holiday season.
Ours was real. We had pictures.
Yeah.
No, there's no spirit of. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Oh, hey, Charlie.
He was sleeping the whole time.
He's
I
sick.
I got gifted a chimpanzee.
COVID face, what
and
up?
And then I ate some of its skin and I got
He can't even talk.
I got so sick. I got gifted a chimpanzee and then I ate some of its skin and I got sick.
Now that is a story I believe.
You believe that more than what we told you?
Look, if you want to bring in one of these spirits, spirit of the road, spirit of the forest, you want to bring in pasta, then maybe I'll believe it, okay? But this is not make-believe time. This is what really happened time.
Well, we can't bring him in because it's a different spirit that has a jurisdiction in the classroom.
Is everything okay at home?
No.
No. Our father's okay. A freak.
Our father's okay. A total freakazoid. Haven't you met him at the parent-teacher meetings?
All right, so you want to be a broker, huh? Looks like your past work experience, you were teaching for a while, is that right?
Yeah, yeah, I taught, and I sold education, you know, at a premium, so.
So why do you want to become a broker?
I just thought I could make a little more money. I thought maybe I could move and shake, you know, the dividends on the education were paying out so high, I thought I'd move the portfolio to
I'm
going to
cut
line.
The buzzwords off real quick, and I'm going to ask the real questions. Do you mind pissing and shitting on yourself?
What?
Do you mind going poo-poo and pee-pee on your body?
No, I could do that.
You're going to have to do that. Because here, we're selling and buying things on Wall Street.
Can I peek? Can I open this door and peek and see what's
if
going
you got
on?
The, if you got the cajones, check it out.
Sign me up. Sign me up.
All right. I'm going to send you on. I'm going to send you up for 3 months. How much? How much do you want to?
I want to work here forever. So, yeah, okay, we'll just have 3 months at a time if you up. Want.
Let's get a membership going here. All right.
Wait,
Star
I
got to
pay?
Star Wars or Star Trek?
No, thank you.
What?
I'm sorry?
You got to pick one, Star Wars or Star Trek. And there is a wrong answer.
Nah, that's Star Wars.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Yes, yes.
Which fine. One?
I'm in. Let's go.
There is a wrong answer. Which one?
Yeah, I'll take the right one.
Which one?
Okay.
Star Wars or Star Trek? You got to pick.
A or B, A, B, A, B, up, down, select, start. Let's get going.
There is a wrong answer.
Sorry, principal. We were just kind of curious because our teacher just walked out of the classroom and we haven't had a replacement for the week. So we kind of made an agreement as a class that after the week we would come in and tell you. So that's kind of what's going on.
So you've just been sitting there this whole time?
No. I'd say we kind of like have formed like our own society. You know what I mean? It kind of, it was like a feral thing. And now we have like our own kind of self-sustaining government and economy. But I guess.
So what's the problem?
just what my brother may be coming here and tell you, I guess. I guess I made a mistake. I don't know. I'm sorry now.
Don't cry.
I'm
I have to
sorry.
Report this if you cry.
I know, but I can't help it. If an adult asks me a question, I just start to cry.
Okay. Look, it's going to be okay. We lose a lot of teachers to Wall Street every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Wall Street is, right? You've seen Broker Babies?
Yeah, I know.
With Jason Mantzoukas?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love Jason.
He's great.
He's one of my all-time favorite comics and podcast guests.
Honey, have you seen the kids?
I mean, they go to school, right?
Yeah, I'd but it's, say... I feel like it's been like a business week long that I haven't seen them.
It's been like 8 days.
Who the hell? Oh, my God. Spirit of the Road.
Spirit of the Road.
You're scaring me.
Oh, always God. With you. Always with you.
Oh, my gosh. You scared me.
I think I need to bring him back to where we found him.
Maybe we should find the kids before we deal with the Spirit of the Road.
Well, they've been gone since Monday. I think they might be avoiding the Spirit of the Road. Would you come back home if you had the Spirit of the Road waiting for you?
Wow. Now that you put it like that, I guess yeah, I wouldn't
that's,
either.
That's philosophical.
Yeah. I
look, he has Cheeto dust on his fingers. I say we slit his throat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Slit
his
yeah.
throat.
Slit his throat.
Slit his throat.
Slit his throat.
Slit his throat.
That's not his throat, dum-dum.
Principal, now I went into some of your classrooms, doing an audit as I did, and I found that one classroom in particular, there was a lot of red flags. It seems like the students have formed some kind of primitive...
well, yeah, that of, their national flag is just solid red, so that's yeah. that they're all waving it. Yeah.
Well, some of the kids in there, they seem to be mutilated and strung up.
So what's the problem?
How much money are they making?
Look, you know, it's their own, you know, self perpetuating economy. Like, I don't ask too many questions.
Okay. All right.
Open up. You killed my brother, you son of a bitch.
Is hello?
Hello? Look down here.
Oh, hi there, little guy.
Don't it's get your fucking hand away. Oh, get your fucking hand away from my face.
Oh my God.
You know
it's
who I
daylight.
Am?
You shouldn't be out here.
I'm breaking all the rules.
You got some foam on your mouth. Let me just wipe that off really quick. Oh. Hey, if you're going to be nasty, then you can get off my porch, okay?
My brother was the only one that loved me. You understand that?
Oh, my God.
You understand that?
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I didn't kill your brother. He was playing possum.
Don't you fucking say that to me.
No.
I know where your kids are, and what? I'm headed to your kids, right?
What?
Now!
What the fuck? Hey! Honey? Honey?
Yeah?
Wow, that was awkward, man. That was awkward.
Listen, you're awkward. You could have done something, too. You just sat here and looked at him.
I'm not the spirit of the home, man.
Jesus. I guess I gotta... Should I follow after him?
You gotta get in your car for me to do any good to you.
Oh, cool. I probably need to take my car to follow that possum.
Possibly the only North American marsupial, by the way. That's kind of cool.
Well, that is pretty cool.
I got a lot of cool facts in my head.
You know, that's what makes you a great rogue companion.
That's our show for today. My, oh my, everybody. Let's give great thanks to each and every damn one of these alchemists, starting with Caroline Cup.
Yay.
Thanks. Caroline, is there any sort of project or online shenanigans you'd like to point people towards?
Wow, that's a really good question, and it really hits home in a mm-hmm. way that I wasn't expecting. I'm not doing anything. You can find me on Instagram at Cotterpoop, but I've deleted it from my phone now, so I'm not going to be checking that.
Good on you.
Okay, good heads up, though.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that very much, and appreciate you back in the fold even
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
And happy holidays. And happy Hanukkah.
Mm, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you remember which night it is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. James Heaney?
Hi.
Do you remember which night of Hanukkah it is?
It's the third night of Hanukkah.
No.
No. I just wanted to say, I was trying not to tear up, but we just got a really short but sweet review from Yoga Monster via Apple Podcasts in Canada, and it says that this podcast makes life bearable during quarantine. 5-star review. It's not the third day of Hanukkah?
Let's focus on the review. That's great. That's beautiful and appreciated.
Yeah, it was. I honestly opened up and started looking at the reviews, and it jarred me. I did not expect to see another 5-star review just tearing at my heartstrings.
All right. Well, set those expectations a little lower and you'll be fine, I think. Chris Alvarado, thank you so much for getting off the surfboard and coming back into our hearts.
No problem, brah. And listen, everyone knows 5-star reviews means it's the fifth day of Hanukkah.
Ah, hello. See, there's another try and not a correct answer. But
okay, cool.
Loving you, aha.
Uh-huh. Well, I love you. I love everyone who listens.
And hey, happy anniversary, Chris.
Wait, how did you know that?
I read it in the calendar.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, Don't tell them the anniversary of what, though.
No. Of course not. No. All the important events are in my calendar.
Quick shout out to Alchemy That.
Yes.
The podcast that talks about our podcast. That's really fun. Kind of scary, but also fun.
And informative.
And informative.
Yeah. Craig Kukowski, thank you so damn much.
Is tonight the seventh night of Hanukkah?
Close. So.
I have a hard time believing Craig didn't know the answer to that.
No, that is the correct answer, of course.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It's so close, it's correct.
Yeah, it's right on the money.
Yeah, I ripped my my sister's kids have been Jewish for a couple of years now, and I really miss not being able to go over for latkes, which is a tradition that we've done for 3 years now.
Yeah. Did the kids just decide on their own to become Jews? Or
pretty much.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty great. You don't see that happening much anymore.
No. No. I don't think they fully know what they're in for.
At least not in the last 4 years when it was a little dangerous to be of Jewish descent. Yeah. Joey Greer, one of my favorite Jews from the old country.
That's it. I'm actually thinking about making latkes tonight. I got some russet potatoes. I'm going to try to do my thing. I got some vegetable oil.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to deep fry these motherfuckers.
All right. Well, can't wait to see the video of that on your new Instagram account. Which God is what bless. Again? Garbage face who? What is it?
No. It's God. Garbage face. It's not garbage face. It's God bless Chim Chim.
God bless.
Garbage face.
God bless
no,
garbage face.
No garbage face.
Oh. God bless Charlie Chim?
Chim Chim. Chum. Chum.
Okay. God bless Chim Chum. Got it.
Show respect.
Garbage face. Let's thank our engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. Fine folks at iHeartMedia. And each and every damn one of you for giving us a listen. However you might be doing that, write a review or just write to us at your name here at alchemythis.com. Thanks to all the fabulous patron supporters. More special content coming your way. There might be a cast hang coming up around the corner. We'll see. James will send you a reminder. And be kind to each other and happy holidays. Let those go together. Until next time.
Alchemy. Alchemy.